This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Detroit this morning is officially bankrupt. Its emergency manager, Kevin Orr, could not persuade enough stakeholders to restructure the city's nearly $20 billion debt.
Each restructuring I've been in, many of them, most of them, as a matter of fact, successful, I've heard the same thing. This is a crisis. The magnitude is huge. How can this ever happen? This is a testament to failure. Not at all. Bankruptcy, from my perspective, for those of us in this business, and restructuring, this is a tool.
Orr says the city's not closing and city services will continue. Kate Davidson reports now on what's next.
Now that Detroit's filed for Chapter 9, it gets
breathing room.
Paul Mako is a partner at law firm Bracewell Giuliani, specializing in municipal securities.
It gives them a chance to work out over an extended period of time problems that may be immediately confronting them.
He says municipal bankruptcies often pit bondholders, investors who buy a city's debt, against pensioners, retired public employees. Both were promised payments, and bondholders usually come out ahead. Still, bankruptcy expert Jim Spioto says filing for Chapter 9 could damage a city's credit rating in the bond market.
What is the future impact on the municipality and its ability to borrow? Any municipality of size needs on a regular basis access to the municipal market at a low cost.
There's also been a lot of talk about whether Detroit will have to sell off assets like an airport, its largest park, or a prized art collection. Maybe, but not because a judge so orders. Unlike in corporate bankruptcy, the municipality makes that call. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.